Alright, time for another DraftPhysics.com video presentation. Yeah, I have to work on backgrounds yet, but anyway. Alright, so comments, as few as there are, and they're just so bad. So I'll just play this video through down there, and alright. So the guy says, in the Mythbusters video, the clay wasn't dropped at twice the speed. So there are little details you can glean out of this video where it becomes quite obvious that it was done at the right angles to produce the 2-to-1 velocity relationship, blah, blah, blah. And that this speculation that they did the experiment wrong is just crap. And so you really have to rely on some other argument to say that somehow, right there, it's a big giveaway. Okay. But anyway, yeah, it's just garbage. But anyway, because it was only dropped from twice the height. No, it was dropped from 4 times the actual height, the lifting height. And again, you can glean that right here with this little mark right here. You can sort of see that, yes, it's only 1/4 of the height of the total green screen. So anyway, it should have traveled 1/2 the curve, not 1/4 of the circle. So that doesn't even make any sense. It's not how you do the curve line proportion thing. It's not about quarters and halves. So you don't understand, and you just type this shit anyway. So Brozo made comments about how they didn't go all the way up to 90 degrees. Of course they did. Blah, 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 blah. You can see that in the video. So it's all just excuses to try to pretend what the video shows it doesn't show. And it shows it pretty clearly and dramatically. So the rest of these comments are just so bad that I don't know whether there's any point. Franklin, who seems to hint that science came to the wrong conclusion when science linked the initial size of the non-dropped object with the size of the dropped object. I don't even know what he's talking about. No, don't have any clue. So what Franklin's disputing, I don't even know if he's not doing it very well, so you know, you can't argue that he's actually disputing anything, is the, you know, Galilean's kind of extensive documentation of how gravity works. And, you know, and all these other guys did, like I said, all of them worked with pendulums because clock making was a big thing in, you know, the 1700s. You know, a lot of things rode on it kind of thing. It was big commerce, having good timepieces, all that kind of stuff. It saved ships from sinking, all kinds of things it did. So it was really important. And so they did a ton of pendulum experiments. So all of this has been pretty well verified even back then. And now you have slow motion images of objects dropping, and you can see it's, you know, it's all strobed images. You know, it's, you don't have to count the frames because the strobe light does that, and it's, you know. So what he's disputing as being somehow vague or unproven, and that somehow he's discovered a new truth that Galileo was wrong, is really kind of lame, frankly. Alright, anyway. Physics is also buggy, so that was the video I made. The main question Franklin Hu will have to impose on Exducure is this. I don't know what language this guy actually speaks, but it's certainly not English. Is the experiment valid for that equation? Well, I don't know. Knowing science? Question mark. Jesus, knowing literacy? I don't know. What are you doing? I suspect they will avoid Franklin Hu. They're avoiding arguments. Now, again, Franklin's argument is kind of just trust me, and that's not a very good argument. Why? Question mark. Come on. Franklin Hu pose a direct challenge to gravity portion. So no, he doesn't really. And what he does is create a doubt about whether he did the experiment very well if he got twice the velocity without going 4 times higher. Because it's really not possible. Alright, science will ignore who. Okay. For a good reason, I believe. All right, anyway. Tie for keeping your video less than 30 minutes when possible. I guess that's try for keeping. I don't know. It's physics. I'm sorry if it's inconvenient, but frankly, that's just too bad. All right, so let's bring this video up because it should be about ready to do something more interesting. Well, more to my purpose. Poorly framed, I must say. I did a bad job of recording that. Yeah. What the hell was this? I didn't ask for you to stay here. I got rid of you. Slid you over here. You're supposed to stay over there. Oh, did it again. Son of a bitch. You can only go so far and no further. All right, so you can see image video, there it is. Okay, so giant mass. And then right here, you can see the mark when they're going to swing both of them in. So you can see the mark that they're going by. And all you have to do is see this distance right here. Okay, so that distance is whatever it is. But you can clearly see it's 1/4 of the distance to the top of the green screen, and that's where he drops the twice as fast object from. So it's clearly the right angle, but you can see this is a little distance here, and it's a big giant distance here. So clearly, Brozos lie, and he says his videos are full of lies, and he leaves his lie videos up. So he speculates about a bunch of crap that's provably wrong, demonstrably wrong. Okay, just lies, just misimpressions. He just wants to confuse and distort the truth, and that's his only intent, is to create noise. This is clearly wrong, and what he's saying is wrong, and he leaves those shitty, crappy lie videos up. Okay, so just be sure to understand what credibility that source has. He puts up videos where he says he proves something. When he gets answers, they're totally ambiguous. I mean, it's disgusting. So anyway, that's about as proofy as you can get that they did drop the objects from the right heights. And then you can just watch the video, for fuck's sake. You can sort of see it there, right? The hammer was almost just even with the top of the steel bar, so this is not very high. It's not a very high distance. And the two X's, the bar's parallel, and the hammer's just a little bit below the top of that line. You're just putting clay in between two hard objects, immovables, and so it's not really a bad video in principle. And such. So, I mean, you can sort of see where that X is. It's just here. This is the line for where the 1x speed is. And the line for the 2x is way the hell up here. So, their drawing's a little deceptive because it only looks like twice the height when it's, four times the height. But that's appearances, right? Look where this 1x is, you can figure it out. So that's the simulating, okay, the one part of the 2-to-1 relationship, the 50 mile an hour crash, and then they'll do the 100 mile an hour crash. And clearly demonstrating no evidence at all. I mean, it's not like, it was a kind of, well, you can't quite tell. It could be that there's, it's a little bit more than it should be. It's a little bit off. It's a little something. No. Just decisive evidence indicating that all there is here is momentum. No evidence of the extra kinetic energy theory showing its face. That should be 1/4 the compression. It should smash even more, and a lot more, twice as much. And it didn't. Four times as much, frankly, but as the 1x. But yes, just twice the compression. That's all they got. And so the whole, the argument should be, in a sense, I mean, the Mythbusters should have gotten this one right, but they couldn't. They got a lot of stuff wrong in this video. The fact is they were indicating that what they were really deciding here was what happens when two 50-mile-an-hour cars hit each other. And they're not realizing that the two cars are going to crush. So you have two springs, and the two springs are going to compress. But if you only had one spring, so if you let the two hard surfaces go into the clay in the middle, the clay would experience the 100-mile-an-hour crash. And they made such a mess out of that. I mean, it's really sloppy and messy and stupid, and you're saying, how could they not figure that out? So the guy basically apologizes for saying something that was absolutely true, that if you were standing between the two 50-mile-an-hour cars, it would feel like 100 miles an hour. For the cars themselves, it's still 50 miles an hour. All right. And so here he's comparing the two cars and basically pointing out how, yes, this one smashed exactly twice as much compared to the 50 miles. So the 50 mile crash does this, the 100 mile crash does that kind of thing. That and then that. proving can there's only momentum, no sign of the kinetic energy phenomenon at all. All right. So I guess that's enough of that. So I'll take a pause and figure out if there's anything else I want to do in this video. Probably not much. All right, should be back. So see, I did fix the frame rate. Now this camera's better than that one. Because I found a little program that works. So maybe I'll make a Linux video just on the regular YouTube channel. I don't know. Just because I don't. Everything's so hard to find now. I mean, Google just absolutely sucks. You go searching for something, it takes forever. And it was such an easy, it works so well as a solution to this whole webcam problem. Anyway, in Linux. But anyway, so I just used the board for the fun of it. So I actually did. So this experiment just basically is saying, okay, there's no evidence of the what you should be getting. Oops. We're using the same mass object, just changing its velocity. Okay, so you're doubling something's velocity, 2x the velocity, and you're supposed to by 1/2 mv squared. Okay, remember v squared. Okay, that squared thing means that something going twice as fast is supposed to have 4 times the energy. Okay, and it turns out that no, it's exactly as you would expect. It's twice the energy. So the clay gets compressed, this much for 100 miles an hour and this much for 50. Okay, kind of thing. And that's all there is. Now, I also did the experiment where you just drop an object onto a scale. Okay. The fact is that it works. Okay, you go 4 times higher, and it'll weigh twice as much. So even though you lifted it 4 times higher, right? So I drop it from this height, I get a mark on the scale. I get twice the deflection on the scale when I go 4 times higher. So I went 4 times higher, but I only got twice the weight. Okay, so that's sort of important. And just reveals this truth that this is all about momentum. And it makes sense. I mean, you can sort of figure out that, football players are heavy for a reason. Linemen are heavy. They aren't light guys moving fast. They're heavy guys moving slow-ish. Because it works. Okay, bowling balls, they use the 16-pound ball, not the 8-pound ball. Because the 16-pound ball going 8 and the 8-pound ball going 16 have the same energy, and it just happens that this one is more controllable than the 8-pound ball. So you're better off with the heavier ball. So I mean, it's the truth is in the facts, It's right there. And okay, this is a bold statement, no doubt about it. I mean, claiming that, okay, for 300 years, 350, no physicists could figure out they were on the wrong track with this stupid 4X crap. That this contrivance, this monstrosity, that replaces Newton, again, so it's opposing Newton, and they won't even. Their lies have gotten so thick, and there's so many of them, that I guess they actually believe Newton invented this when Newton didn't invent this. Newton believed in MV. That's it. Nothing else. Or VM. I mean, that's all there was little masses, big masses, and all that mattered was what's their total velocity plus their mass will tell you how much energy they have. That's what the scale says. That's what the lever says. That's what the Clay experiment says. And that's what the fact that they don't have any evidence that it takes four times more gas to go twice as fast. Okay, no evidence. Four times the gas, twice the velocity. No evidence that's true. And yeah, I mean, to say that all these physicists for all these years haven't been able to see this simple truth that this doesn't make any sense, and that it really is just about weight. I mean, it's just about the weight behind a punch. It's just about the weight, the pressure it's going to create, and how long you're going to be applying that pressure. And that gravity is simply a force you collect. So the longer you're in it, free falling, the more you collect. Something four times as high is only in the gravity twice as long. Twice the velocity, twice the time. That's what the truth is revealed, that gravity is a time-dependent force. This doesn't have anything about how traveling distances. Obviously, in space, everything travels freely. And something going twice as fast will go twice as far. But yeah, there's so many the little things that just add up. I mean, the whole idea of space travel and space navigation, moving your spaceship, they all know that that's about how much mass and velocity leaves your spaceship will decide how much you go the other way. And this doesn't work. This 4X thing or 8X or 10, I mean, you can keep going higher and higher. You get to the bullet in the gun analogy again. I mean, how many times do I have to say these things, right? I mean, I can have I can change the scenario. I can make a gun where there's just two bullets on each side of the explosion, and the bullets leave, with 2,000 joules of energy, mass times velocity. So 2,000 over here, 2,000 going this way. 4,000 joules of energy. And I just change the scenario a little bit, put a gun inside of a gun, right? And what do I get? I get 2 joules here and 2 joules here, I get 4. Same explosion, and I get 4 joules versus 4,000. And like I said, well, all this stuff out there, all the intuitively broken things, again, the fact that no professional bowler is using this 8-pound ball that should give him a huge advantage. Twice the energy. This is supposed to have twice as much energy. Twice as many pins should be falling down, and yet they use this. Come on. This should have been over a long time ago, but yeah, it's just so bold a statement. And again, it has to do with all their physics is tied up in this. The versions, there's versions of Maxwell's equations that are dependent on it. All of the nuclear physics is dependent on it. The mass of the electron has been decided based on 1/2 mv squared, using that formula to decide how much energy an electron has. So all of it is tainted and putrefied by the fact that they got this simple thing wrong. And obviously the gravity thing ends up being part of relativity. I mean, you really don't understand. It's obviously a force you're collecting. The object in the gravity collects the force while it's not touching something else. As long as I don't touch something else while I'm falling in gravity, I don't lose any of the energy I'm getting from the gravity. But as soon as I grab something that's not moving the same as me, I'll start transferring my energy to it. And you can call that friction, or you can call that exchange, but it's the same difference. All right. That's probably enough. So, sort of just another test video. So, just making sure everything almost works. And it almost does. So, that's good. So, video card crashes and I survive it. With a card that's not compatible with Linux, but it's compatible enough. So, not bad. So anyway, so this has been draftphysics.com. I'll have that in there somewhere. Video presentation. And until the next time and such. And so forth and whatnot. Yeah, mostly.